Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. High temperatures reach up to 76 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight, 47. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 70. Cloudy skies. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. Thunderstorms possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. One person has been arrested after a shooting near Topeka High School. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Topeka High was put on lockdown Monday after a call to the TPD said there had been a shooting. Officers arrived at the 800 block of Southwest Tyler around 2 p.m. to find one person with life-threatening injuries. Malik L. Hughes, 48, was arrested and taken into custody for attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and unlawful discharge of a firearm. The school was taken out of secure mode just before 3. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A resurfacing project on a portion of K-18 in Russell County may cause delays. KDOT said the work is scheduled to begin the week of May 26th and will involve a surface recycle and chip seal on about 22 miles of K-18, beginning at the West U.S. 281 junction and ending at the Lincoln County line. Traffic will be reduced to one lane and drivers should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes. It's a $3.6 million project. Always construction updates on the KDOT website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning. It is Thursday, May 22nd. It is 8:04 and time for your KQNK news being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The following are minutes as originally written. They've not been approved by the Board of Education. This is from the regular meeting of the Board of Education on May 12th. 2025 at 7 p.m. The regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center at 105 East Waverly in Norton, Kansas by Michael Terry, President. Seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. No items were removed from the consent agenda. A motion by Jennifer and seconded by Dina to approve the consent agenda as presented. Motion carried 7-0. Approved in the consent agenda were the agenda for May 12, 2025, the minutes for the regular meeting of April 14, 2025, special meeting April 29, 2025, and monthly bills, transfers, and payroll. Bills and payroll approved for payment. Motion carried. Comments from the public. There were no comments from the public. From the superintendent's report, Superintendent Roy introduced the reigning forensic state championship team and shared how they dominated the competition this season. He invited Mr. Vance to provide a recap, noting that while 50 students qualified for state, only 16 were able to attend. Mr. Vance gave a brief overview of the day at the state tournament and highlighted the team's strong performances. Several students spoke about their experiences and the impact forensics has had on them. The presentation concluded with Rowan Granberry and Jeffrey Fick performing their state championship duet for the board. Superintendent Roy also acknowledged the district crisis team for their exceptional response and teamwork following the accident on Wednesday evening. Superintendent Roy stated that graduation went well. He also had Principal Keysweater speak to the Board of Education about Norton High School receiving the All-Star Award. Steve Vance, Brandon Gay, and forensic students left the meeting at 7:19 p.m. curriculum update by Matt Schick of the VOAG. Mr. Matt Schick updated the Board of Education on the VOAG program. He currently teaches Intro to Ag, Ag Mechanics, Advanced Ag Mechanics, Plant and Soil Science, Animal Science, and Ag Business. Course topics include welding and safety, FFA, parliamentary law, public speaking, ag business, basics, animal and plant science, mechanics, skills and projects, plant anatomy and soil nutrients, animal production and behavior, and business principles like entrepreneurship, marketing, and management. All students are FFA members through the affiliate chapter, which means no dues are required. They are involved in fundraising, fruit and meat sales. The program received a $5,000 Ag Valley grant to update shop tools. Upcoming events include the State FFA Convention in Manhattan, which will be held May 27th through the 30th, and the National Convention in Indianapolis every other year with alternate year travel to the Denver Stock Show. Matt Schick left the meeting at 7:33 p.m. The Neighborhood Revitalization Plan. Motion to approve the Neighborhood Revitalization Plan as presented at the April Board of Education meeting by John Granberry was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 7-0. Jennifer Miller gave an update of the most recent NCKSEC board meeting from April 21st. Next meeting is May 19th. Dina Winty gave the curriculum council update from the April 15th meeting. The next meeting is May 13th. Michael Terry gave an update from the most recent PDC meeting held on May 12th. They will meet on August 12th, 2025. Motion by Jennifer Miller and seconded by John Granberry to go into an executive session to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-personnel exception under KOMA. And the open meeting will resume in the boardroom at 7:51 p.m. Motion carried 7-0. Superintendent Roy, Principal Keysweater, Principal Johnson, and Principal Murray stayed in the executive session. Went into an open meeting at 7:51. Motion by Sean Katz and seconded by Kate Sprigg to go back into executive session to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-personnel exception under KOMA. The motion carried 7-0 and went back into open meeting at 7:56. Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of Sean Anderson as assistant high school football coach, seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to nominate Bill Brockelman to Curricular Chair Council Technology and Chris Delamont to the Curricular Chair Council Wellness, John Granberry, seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Austin Pugh, Jana Hammond, Kim Fiscus, Randa Tarbett, Ashley Smith-Maybon, Denise McMullen, Carly Rains, and Brooke Jensen as summer school instructors, seconded by John Granberry, and motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Jody Rowe, Steve Vance, and Tony Fiscus as summer maintenance help, seconded by John Granberry, motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Jeremy Hawks, Cherry Brooks, Chris Delamont, and Sheridan Yui as summer weights instructors, seconded by John Granberry. Motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Bill Brockelman and Logan Katz as driver's education instructors for this summer, seconded by John Granberry. Motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all certified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contract, seconded by John Granberry. Motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all classified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contract, seconded by John Granberry. Motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all coaches and sponsors as presented, seconded by John Granberry, passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve PDC minutes from May 12, 2025 meeting as presented, on John Granberry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. President Michael Terry adjourned the meeting at 8:01. I'll be back with more of your news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. The instant you buckle up before driving or riding in the front seat of a car or truck, you cut your risk of a fatal injury in a crash nearly in half. That's a massive return on the investment of putting on a seatbelt. Being buckled up during a crash helps keep you safe and secure inside your vehicle, as being ejected from a vehicle is almost always deadly. Additionally, your vehicle's other safety features, particularly airbags, can't work as effectively if you're not buckled up. They are designed to work together. Going on now and continuing through June 1st, travelers can expect increased police presence within the city of Norton as the Norton Police Department again joins 160 other law enforcement agencies in vigorously enforcing Kansas occupant restraint and other traffic laws as part of the 2025 Kansas Click It or Ticket campaign. The aim of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to drastically reduce the number of preventable deaths and injuries that occur when unbelted drivers and passengers are involved in traffic crashes. During Click It or Ticket, drivers will be met with extra enforcement of both the Kansas Safety Belt Use Act and the Kansas Child Passenger Safety Act. These statutes require that all vehicle occupants must be appropriately restrained. According to Chief of Police Mitch Lowry, he wants to thank the drivers that take their safety seriously and buckle up every trip. He also wants people to know that in the interest of saving lives, day or night, the Norton Police Department is committed to vigorously educating the public of adult seat belt and child safety laws, as well as other traffic infractions, which make the need of occupant restraint so necessary. The Click It or Ticket campaign is supported by a grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Minutes from the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting from May 12, 2025, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. on May 12, 2025. In the commission room in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, County Attorney Abigail Horn, and County Clerk Craig Renner. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, proposed maintenance contract, proposed resolution of 2025-09-2026, funding requests from NWKAA, and mid-month vouchers were distributed to the commissioners. At 9:40 a.m., Commissioner Beidler moved that the own commissioner go into executive session for 10 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel. No action was taken after the return. At 9:51 a.m., Commissioner Beidler moved again that the commission go into executive session for 10 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel. They returned at 10:01 with no action taken. County Attorney Horn left the meeting at 10:01. Terry Laughlin, Road and Bridge Supervisor, joined the meeting at 10:16 and gave his weekly report. The new 2025 grader has been delivered. At 10:07, Commissioner Beidler moved that the commission go into executive session for 7 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, County Clerk Renner, and Terry Laughlin present. The motion carried 3-0 and returned back to regular session at 10:24. Commissioner Beidler moved that employee reviews be approved for the 50-cent pay increase effective June 1st, 2025. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Craig Knapp joined the meeting at 10:26 a.m. He expressed that he felt he was being picked on in the number of times that the appraiser's office was coming to his property. The commissioners listened to his concerns and responded that they would investigate and that Commissioner Matchett would contact him. Craig left the meeting at 10:30 a.m. County Attorney Horn rejoined the meeting at 10:34 a.m. At 10:46 a.m., Commissioner Beidler moved that the commission go into executive session for 10 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel. Motion carried 3-0. The commission came out of executive session at 10:56 with no action taken. Terry Laughlin left the meeting at 11:01. Commissioner Thompson moved to approve 2025-09, naming Mindy Harding as county appraiser from May 12, 2025 to June 30, 2025. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Chairman Matchett moved that the commission approve the 2026 request for funding from the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging in the amount of $5,000. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the meeting minutes of the May 5th, 2025 commissioners meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay for the mid-month vouchers, and Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Tiffany Green and Kathleen Hager, Norton County Appraiser's Office employees, joined the meeting at 11 o'clock to express their concern with misinformation being posted on Facebook about how they were just doing their job. They explained to the commissioners that annually they are required by state statute to certify the value of each property in the county, and that in a six-year cycle they are required to physically inspect each property. They do the physical reviews in sections, and it just happened that the property in question had been visited previously within the last year, and that property fell in the section to be reviewed again this cycle. They stated that they had not trespassed. They knocked on the door of the property owner, and the exchange had been civil. The commissioners appreciated the clarification. Tiffany and Kathleen left the meeting at 11:40 a.m. The Decatur County Commissioners and the Norton County Commissioners desire to share the expenses of the Joint Emergency Manager Vehicle. Decatur County's vehicle is properly equipped and meets the criteria to enter an emergency scene. The Norton County vehicle is not in compliance. It makes financial sense to share the one vehicle and split the expense of operation. The commissioners asked County Attorney Horn to prepare an interlocal agreement for the two counties. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion with no further business. Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:48 a.m. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. For today, sunny with a high near 76, north wind at 5 miles per hour. For tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 47, a southeast wind at around 10 miles per hour. For Friday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 70, a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50. East wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, there's a 60% chance of precipitation. Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 7 a.m., then showers likely between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., high near 63, an east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, an 80% chance of precipitation. Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 48, a 90% chance of precipitation. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 62, 50% chance of precipitation in Sunday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. We'll be back with more of your weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
For Memorial Day, a 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 68. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 44. And for Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Currently, under fair skies, it is 50 degrees. Humidity is at 82%. There's a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. Dew point is at 45 degrees. And visibility, you're pretty good at 10 miles per hour. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Coveted transfer Darian Williams opted out of the NBA draft this week, and Bill Self and KU are among the teams interested in his services for next season. Michael Swain of Falk.net and 24/7 Sports joined 580 WIBW in Topeka and talked about how he could make a fit with the Jayhawks.
This day and age, I think a lot of things come down to money, and based on some of the stuff I've heard today, I think that's going to kind of be the big thing we're going to talk about. I don't know how much necessarily the X's and O's and fit and all that stuff is going to matter as much as it is. Am I going to play a lot? Is the team going to win? And can I make a decent amount of money? And look, that's been a big theme, a thing across college basketball right now. So I think that's going to be the kind of final stage. And look, there's a dead period coming up starting tonight at midnight. So there's no more visits that can happen. So that would definitely, I think, give a time frame for someone to make a decision. Are you going to decide after? I don't know. Like, we're going to have to wait and see. I think so much right now is unpredictable. You kind of just have to say, we'll wait and see, because they could agree on something and it could work out. They could, you know, get close to agreeing and say they need more time. You know, it's just hard to predict right now. But I do know, you know, KU's very much involved, and this is one of those where you got to watch it closely, because this is really looks like one of the last big shots for KU to get a really coveted transfer portal prospect.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
Wheat growers of Kansas, it's time to push performance with Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4699 with Fusarium head blight tolerance and WB4792 with Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.